Welcome to the 2 Minutes Podcast presented by BioSteel. I'm your host, Joshua Marshall. Welcome back to the 2 Minutes Podcast, sponsored by Shatified Salon and Barbershop. We are live on location, day two, at the John Reed Memorial Tournament with Brody McIntyre. Brody, how's it going?
Going great, buddy. Day two, we're beautiful day outside. The building's buzzing again, and looking forward to watching Rupper and Ice Kid and the whole team play again today. Need a big win today, or else they're out.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Who do you guys play today?
We play OHA Edmonton, which has got a couple kids on it. Zachary Nykar and Zachary Schwartz, who Rupper and I have coached. They played with Oz and Rupper for the last few years. So it should be fun to see them go at it.
Nice. And we're with Trevor Ruptash here. Rupper, how's it going?
I'm a little tired today. I was, guys had me running around, delivering food to the scouts, and it was tiring. I was up early today picking up bonus for Brody because he slept in. But no, it's another good atmosphere here, and we're talking to we got a couple great interviews coming up later. We have the guys from Bauer and the guys from Warrior going to stop by and talk about some new products, so that should be interesting.
Yeah, and I ran into Jerry Johansson, and he's going to join us too, so it'll be another guest we have, and going to try to connect with some more people here, so looking forward to that. But I guess, bro, throw to you here, your initial thoughts after day one. It seemed to be a good tournament and a good success off the opening gate here. So your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I talked to the big boss man, Brent Condo, and he said sales were good. Building's buzzing. Scouts are all happy with the food. That's what I'm running with Rupper here. Good games. Every game I've been zipping kind of through, watching off and on. Lots. It's crazy how many really good hockey players there are at this 13, 14 years old. I guess some of them might be 15 if they're born in January, but man, they're good. This kid, Matthews, I don't know his first name. He's, is he ever good?
Yeah.
He's Gary's guy, actually. So,
yeah, there's
it's also crazy. They're all 13 and 14 and have agents already.
Yeah, it's
but that's the way it is.
That's the new wave. Rupper, your thoughts on day one?
Yeah, I had an absolute blast. Just watching the games, it's fast paced. And it looks like the kids are having fun.
Yeah, no, they're having a hoot. And it's pretty good right now. What's that? You're not hearing?
No, we're good.
No, good. Okay. No, I think it's been a pretty good success. Obviously, day two here, some early games. Jerome McGinnis team's up 2-0 after one here. So we'll see how they do here. They're playing the Humble Broncos. So
they only play interesting. They have, our team has 11 forwards. They go with 8 forwards, and they have 4 or 5 D buster Rupper. Do you remember? Either way, they only have 8 forwards, which is crazy at this level. But
yeah,
more time on the ice for their best players, I guess.
Yeah,
they're a good team.
Would you say that's a good success here, or a good recipe? Did they do that last year? Do you know?
I don't know if they did it last year. I just know we played them and they only had 8 forwards, which was, I guess maybe they could have had injuries. I'm not sure, but they were, all weekend they only had 8 forwards. They were, double shifted a bunch of kids. So, yeah, they play a lot.
Yeah.
Keeps them in good shape, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Anything that you want to touch on, Rupper, on day two here? Anything that you're looking forward to?
Oh, of course, I'm looking to our kids' game because it's basically win.
How's your nerves?
I'm not nervous at all. I'm just tired. I could use a nap, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just lunchtime, too. I'm going to go have a sandwich, and I'll probably need a nap for sure after that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, we won't do kind of ramble on any longer here. That's kind of just our intro. We're kind of breaking these things up in 3 different segments throughout the day. So this is our morning check-in. And, Jason Greger will be to the left of us. You guys will be hearing him. And we got a lot of other great minds here. So we're looking forward to kind of connecting with as many people as we can here. as the day goes on, and watching some great hockey here. And you know, our apologies for the, and I'll own this, this is on me, is the first part of the pod that released yesterday wasn't the best sounding, so we apologize for that. And we'll be we're hoping that today kind of cleans it up. We do got a little background noise, it is what it is on that, but it's a live podcast, it's the first one. Those ones do happen when you're in a live show like this. So bro, do you want to add anything before we jump out?
I'm a little nervous, buddy. I could use a drink right about now. I want the kids to do well. So I don't know. I can't do anything about it, but I'm still a little nervous. Going to watch today. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And then I guess repper yourself.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a pussy like Brody. but I'm not nervous at all. I just, like I said, I might crawl under here like Costanza and have a little nap.
Yeah. Nice. All right. We'll be back with some interviews here later on today. So we're looking forward to it. We'll chat soon, guys.
The 2 Mutts podcast is presented by BioStill. Use promo code 2MuttsPod25. That's 2MuttsPod25, all capitals, to get 25% off your order at checkout when you go to BioStill.ca. Also, the 2 Mutts podcast is presented by SeatGeek. Use promo code 2MuttsPod, all capitals, that's 2MuttsPod, to get $20 off your purchase at checkout.
All right, we're now joined by Justin with the Red Deer Rebels. Justin, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yeah, obviously first time probably doing a podcast, I guess, for you, but how are things going so far for you guys here at the John Reed Memorial Tournament?
You know, it's been real good. They always run a really, really good tournament here. Lots of excitement for the team, and we didn't have the result we wanted kind of the first day, but we got back on track today, and yeah, just love being here at this tournament.
Nice, nice. How important it is to be a part of something pretty special in this tournament. How much does it mean to you, your team, and the organization?
Well, you know what? It's been great. Like, I've been with this program for 8 years, and we've been here 4 or 5 of them. And some of the kids that are gone playing, well, some of them playing pro, and they still talk about the John Reed tournament and how big it was and how fun it was. And
yeah,
what they did in the hotel or at the team building away from it. And it's just a special time to be around these kids and be here for like the highest level of competition they'll see in the season.
Yeah. Talk about like the progression from when you first started coaching to where it is now. What is kind of something that stands out to you that's pretty cool to see? Obviously, we're seeing the transition of hockey with the skill and speed, but can you talk about it a bit more at the minor hockey level?
Oh, absolutely. These guys are so fast and big now and strong. Like, we can't, as coaches, as old guys, we can't even demo drills hardly anymore.
Yeah.
They make us look stupid. But the skill level and the ability to do things in traffic that some of these kids have and the ability to handle pucks is a big thing with it. And they're just getting better and better. And every year, there's always somebody that pops and you're going, holy, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And they're 14. Years old, right?
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, can you talk about the development of coaching and how coaching has gotten better from maybe when you first got in till now? Obviously, with video and iPads on the bench and stuff like that. But how much talk to the coaching skill and dialed into that as you can?
Well, the coaches in our league and throughout this level and age group of hockey, they have to be good because these kids are. They want all the knowledge they can get and all the tips and be pushed and because they want to get better and they want to get to the next level. The big thing is definitely the technology of it because you have like we do use tablets on the bench now with hockey TV and everything we can do that and they want to see that feedback. It's hard. Kids, I've noticed over the years, they don't. You can draw it on the whiteboard all you want, but until they see it and then they can learn from it. So the faster you can get that in front of them, the better it is. And when you get to this level, the coaches are all very good coaches and you want to compete and you have to be innovative and make sure you're always evolving and try and make sure that you're giving your kids the best chance to be successful.
Can you talk about, we'll start with your coaching staff. Can you talk about like how cool it is and like special it is to have the coaches that you guys have with you right now and kind of what you guys all kind of do together and coming together and talk about kind of bring us in the locker room a bit if you could. So
yeah, like our group of coaches has been really, I've coached now with these guys. This is our second year together for most of us, third for some. And it starts with even the training staff and into the assistants and then up to the head coach. But like we have Eric Lodge with us. He works with the Red Deer Rebels too. He's been really good for the boys with the little details. He teaches us coaches stuff as well.
Yeah.
That's made us better and made us learn different things that we never even knew were a thing, and just different ways to teach things as well. And Dan DeNoe's a good hard-nosed old guy. He's going to be mad that I said old guy, but he helps the boys play the game hard and do the right thing. And he really pushes them. And then Connor Einhorn is a really good young guy. He knows the technology side of it really well, and he helps our D with a lot of stuff and showing things but again, they're all good guys that care about the kids first and foremost, and that's hard to find sometimes.
Yeah,
and they're in it for the right reasons, and that's why they have success as a staff with us. Yeah,
no, that's awesome. And talk about the kids that you guys have. You know, the group that you guys have here with you at the John Marie Memorial. Talk about some of them, or as much as you can. I know we're a bit short with time, but
No, like our group from the goaltenders out have been solid all season. They're all getting better. Well, Ryder Serene had a shutout today against Regina. He played really, really well, battled, made saves. And Carson had a really good game yesterday. We just couldn't close the deal. Then on defense, we've got obviously everybody's talking about Dermot Johnston and Dallin Antos. They're very, very good players. They're projected to be picked in the draft, of course. And then moving through there, we've got lots of depth at D too. Like our D played really well today as a whole, all six of them. And then up front, our captain, Easton DeNoe, leads us up there with moving pucks. He's always creating stuff. He defends hard. And then we've got lots of special 09s first years too, with Brock Englund and Crew Martinson and Tate Hoyland up front. And they contribute every night too, and that's hard to do as a first year in this league. Then moving up and down the lineup, we always have guys like Lodge and Nicolay and those guys that play hard and bring everybody into the fight.
We've had Brent Sutter on our podcast a couple times. I don't know how much dealings you guys have with him and obviously that organization, but what you can speak of them and the support you guys get from that group too.
Yeah, you know, well, Lodgy obviously comes right from there. Yeah. Does a good job with us. But he's a busy guy, so we don't bother him much. We do lean on Sean a little bit for advice and different things, but they've been really supportive of everything we're going to do and moving forward with a tournament we're going to host in Red Deer, and they've been really supportive in helping to get that organized. But Brent's always been a role model for everybody in our organization because he's been there and done that, and he's very black and white. The morals are good, and he's not afraid to upset people if he's right, and it doesn't matter. And that's what you learn as a coach. Is guys like him are successful because they have to make hard decisions, and not everybody's going to like him. And he's a good support that way for all the coaches. He's a role model that way in all of our association.
Final one for me. We always ask this to our guests, but is there any mentors that have helped you from when you played to obviously coaching along the way? Obviously, there's a lot of coaches you probably had, but can you speak to some of them and the importance that they give the guidance and what they gave you to where you are today?
You know what? It goes back to even kind of right when I started. I coached with Mike Bowler. He's the color guy with the Black Falls Bulldogs right now. I helped him coach his boys moving through midget or I guess U18 now, we're going to call it. But he took me under his wing and made me part of his family and really showed me what it actually takes to be a successful coach. Then a guy like Jeff Denham also helped me. He showed me how to be tough and fair and stuff like that. And Dallas Baum, our general manager at Red Deer Meyer Hockey, he's been an outstanding piece of knowledge giver I don't know how to say it, but
no,
he's been really good, and he's always stood behind me in decisions we've made. And even if they weren't the right one, he stood behind us and helped us get through it. And he's been a really, really good guy to learn from, and his support's meant everything to us as well.
Perfect. Yeah. Very well said. Well, we wish you guys all the best for the rest of the go here on the tournament, and great success going forward after this tournament too, and the rest of the season that you guys have ahead of you. So
yeah, for sure,
joining us.
So. Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, no worries.
Good talking to you.
Good too.
This public service announcement is brought to you by our friends at CDN. Here's a crazy thought. Not all teamwear needs a team logo. Stand out in the crowd and rep your team colors with one of CDN's hockey hats. Listen, these hats are phenomenal. We just got ours a little while ago, and we've been wearing them nonstop. You know when you find a hat you love and you just can't take it off? Yep, that's how we feel with our CDN hat. Every time we wear it out, we get asked, "Where did you get that hat?" I know what you're thinking. How can I get one? Cue the details. Shop online 24/7 at www.wearecdn.ca and use the promo code TWOMUTS for 15% off your order. Again, that's www.wearecdn.ca to get your new favorite hat and use the discount code TWOMUTS at checkout for 15% off your order. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the 2 Months podcast. Rupper here. I have Ty Domshi and Benjamin Chuckery. They just pulled off a great win today, 5-2 over, or 5-3, 4-3 over OHA. Like we said last night on the pod, they win, they're in. So not sure to what time they play tomorrow, but fellas, yeah, I felt like your line was buzzing really good. I felt like you guys set the tone right off the start. You guys started. What was it like playing today?
Well, coach just told us from the start, we got to get pucks deep, we got to hound them, and we just got to crash the net. So, yeah.
Dahmer?
Yeah, it was unreal today. Coach made us start just to set the tone and go out, do our job 30 seconds at a time. And
lay some big hits.
Yeah, lay some big hits, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Your line mate, too, Biss, was supposed to join us, but he kind of bailed. Any thoughts to that?
Well, I think he bailed for a good reason. His grandpa's been in the hospital for a little bit, and he just really wanted to see him. And since he had a really good game, his grandpas were super proud of him. So, yeah, it's understandable.
All right. Well, I look like an idiot on that question, but thank you very much, Benjamin, for setting me straight. Dahmer, talk a little about Biss's game tonight. He ended up taking home Heart and Hustle.
Yeah. He was unreal. He was getting down low, getting in the corners, using his body, making plays, moving his feet. He did really well at that tonight, and yeah.
How do you guys feel about playing in the John Reed? I know this is your first time playing. You guys are vets on this team. Speak on, you know, the atmosphere you guys played against Shattucks that first game with 2,000 kids screaming and yelling.
That atmosphere is unreal with 2,000 people. Like, just everyone cheering for you, wanting you to do good. It's kind of disappointing we didn't take home the W. But, yeah, it was unreal. They're all supporting us. So, yeah, thanks for coming out, guys.
Well, it's the first time I've ever played in front of that many people, so I was a little nervous at the start. But you get a lot of momentum just from the crowd, gets you really excited, and, you know, kind of made me play good.
Yeah, I said the same thing last night, even as a dad, and I knowing you two guys, it was unbelievable. I've never even been in a rink besides an NHL rink with that many people, right? So what's on the agenda tonight? Any team functions, any team builders, nothing like that? Just kind of go home, crush some waters, eat some pasta.
Go home. Yeah, we just got to go home, hydrate, eat well, get some rest, and got to be back and coming for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we just got a meal in the locker room that we got to eat. And
oh, fantastic.
Go home, rest.
What would you guys have?
I had a turkey sandwich.
Yeah. You, Benny?
Turkey sandwich.
Unreal. All right, well, that's Benjamin Chuckery and Ty Domshi. Good luck tomorrow, fellas, and we'll be cheering.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coach Rupper here from 2 Mutts. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Now let's grab a knee. Have I got a deal for you? We have teamed up with Manscaped, and we can save you some big-time coin this upcoming NHL season. Guys, Are your sticks and pucks getting hairy in the corners? And gals, is your goalie still using horsehair Coopers? Well, let's wake up! Use the code 2MUTS to save 20% plus free shipping on Manscaped products. Listen, we all love to score and we all want to win the cup. Why not do it on a fresh, clean, smooth sheet of ice? That way we all win. Manscaped is the only way to go. Again, the code is 2MUTS to save 20% plus free shipping on Manscaped products. Now let's bring it in. Manscaped on three. One, two, three.
Welcome back to the 2 Mutts podcast. Rupper here. I'm with two first-year players, Jackson Pisani and Luke Ruptash. Guys, I want you to just talk about kind of the experience of being a first-year player on the Sabres team and playing in the John Reed, kind of the atmosphere, that first game yesterday against Shattuck St. Mary's with 2,000 kids kind of screaming and yelling the Sabres' name. Jackson?
It's a good experience. You know, I was one of the kids who came and watched the games and probably watched it my whole life. And it's a fun experience. It's good to play in. And being a first year and all, it's tough, but all my teammates have been good. They're nice and have been playing hard. So, yeah.
Luke?
It's been really fun. Boys have been buzzing lately. First game, the atmosphere was crazy. Lots of like 2,000 kids screaming in your face. Pretty nice to have. And boys have been buzzing, though.
Yeah, and I know that's not the outcome you guys wanted, and that's fine, but you guys bounced back in that second game against Van. I think 8-2 was the score. So lesson learned, and then, you know, you kind of go into today where it's do or die, and you guys ended up pulling off the you know, 4-3 victory over OHA Edmonton. What was the message in the dressing room from the coach before the game, Jax?
It was pretty much just play your hardest, play good, play your game, don't go after everything, don't go playing other people's games, and just play hard.
Talk about, Luke, talk about Finn Werner, your goalie today. I felt like he kind of kept you guys into the game at certain points where, you know, you guys had a little bit of a lull.
Yeah, first period we weren't going as much, and he kept us in the game. I think he had like 20 shots or something, saved all of them, and then he's an incredible person to be around and just really nice guy in general.
Rupper, you had a pretty big goal today, the 2-0 goal. A great shot. I don't think many NHLers would have stopped that, to be quite honest with you. And your celebration was just absolutely fire, jumping in the crowd. What was going through your mind after scoring? Do you think that's one of your biggest goals you scored?
Yeah, honestly, 2-on-1. Defense went to the left guy, Ollie. Just ripped it home. And Selly, yeah, was pretty good.
We had Ozzy McIntyre on last night, and we tried to get Colt Carter, but he's a little gun-shy today. a little nervous, didn't want to come on, and we'll try to get him on tomorrow. But you guys have basically played together now for 5-6 years. Talk about kind of your guys' friendship on and off the ice and what it means to be kind of together playing on this team. Jax?
I'm proud of all my friends making it as first years, and yeah, they're all nice people, and we've been playing pretty good as a unit, and yeah.
Rupper?
Oh, it's incredible. Knowing these guys for 5 years and just knowing what they're going to do, the play they're going to make, and they're just incredible human beings and fun to hang out with, too.
So what's the plan for tomorrow? As coach talked to you guys, do you guys know who you're playing? Do we guys know what time the game's at? What do you guys think you got to do to be successful tomorrow, Jax?
I think we just have to prepare well, you know, eat, hydrate, sleep well. We play at 8:15 in the morning, so it's going to be early, early game, but we can't let that change our mentality going into it. We play
OHA.
Yeah, OHA Penticton.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're a good team. They have some good players. We just got to bounce back and play our game.
Rupper?
Yeah, it's going to be a big game. Probably getting pucks deep would be big, and just playing your position, playing your own game, not playing anyone else's.
Okay, well, I won't tie you guys up too long here. Thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow, and thanks for stopping by the 2 Mutts.
The 2 Mutts podcast is brought to you by Free Bars, and Free Bars are arguably the best tasting energy bar. You might have heard free bars on the podcast before, and maybe you've tried them at Edmonton's most popular farmers markets. Free bars focus on three main things for their bars. One, free bars are free of priority allergens, including peanuts, nuts, dairy, eggs, gluten, and soy. Second, free bars taste great. I was talking to Luke, the man behind free bars, and the comments they get while sampling is always positive. Everyone loves how they taste. Three, they are full of healthy and whole ingredients, nothing artificial and no preservatives. Free bars are made right here in Edmonton, and they are quickly popping up in stores around the city. Free bars use a mixture of hemp hearts, honey, and gluten-free oats as their base. And then there are the three flavors, chocolate chip, mint chocolate chip, and the popular coconut. Free bars' list of ingredients is short. Like in the coconut, there's just hemp hearts, honey, gluten-free oats, shredded coconut, and coconut oil. That's it. As school gets back into the swing of things and hockey season starts, parents and kids are bringing free bars to the rink as a healthy, delicious snack. Want to try? Listeners of this podcast will get 20% off with the promo code TWOMUTS. That's one word, TWOMUTS, and the discount will be applied at checkout. Learn more about free bars by visiting us at Strathcona's Farmers Market, Bountiful Farmers Market, and St. Albert Farmers Market, or online at freebars.ca. Want to pick it up at the store? Check out freebars.ca for a full list of our realtors. Don't forget the promo code TWOMUTS and have arguably the best tasting energy bar today. That's free bars.
We just want to plug another sponsor who's going to join us this year. That's Brody McIntyre. He's our resident real estate agent.
The closer.
Closer, aka the closer. So Brode's, give us a good ad read here of what people can look for and how they can get a hold of you and how long you've been in the industry for too.
Hey, we'll keep her quick, man. I've been doing this since 2004. Do 99% residential, kind of the greater Edmonton area. I work with REMAX, so we have the biggest market share out here. So yeah, it's a good time to be alive in real estate. Lots going on and turning to a little bit of a buyer's market, but we can help you with entry-level housing. Investments are really big right now. Rents are high, so you want to invest, it's a great time, man. You're getting big money on rentals. So give me a shout anytime, REMAX Professionals, 780-777-3694.
Perfect. All right, short and sweet.
Well done, Brody.
Look at the Brodes coming in the closer. So, if you guys are looking at getting a hold of Brodes, just give him a shout. You also can follow him on Instagram and Facebook. He's in our bio. So if you're wondering what his handle is, just look at our bio. It's in there as everyone else is. So,
Welcome to the Two Mutts post game report. Rupper. Joshua Marshall is our host, and he's actually tied up in an interview right now, I think with a Red Deer Rebel Scout, which will be featured on the podcast as well. Brody McIntyre, aka the closer, he's busy stocking up the scout room with food and water and coffee and supper. So him and I are actually helping out a lot this weekend, as well as a lot of the other parents. So we're kind of wearing a lot of hats. Plus, we're trying to fit some podcast time in here and give Bosco a hand. You're stuck with me, guys. I'm going to do this solo. I'll just give you kind of a quick recap. It was do or die for both teams. It was our feature game today, St. Albert Raider Sabres against OHA Edmonton. Both teams, kind of came out flying. Sabres fourth line or third line, kind of their grind line, started the game, and they put the puck in deep and they started banging bodies, and it paid off. They got the early 1-0 lead. OHA kind of regrouped and took it to us there for a little bit. I think they outshot us close to 18-5 or 6 at the end of the first. If it wasn't for Finn Warner, the goalie today, who was our MVP, took home the MVP award, I think it could have been, you know, easily 3-1, 4-1 at that point. Boys, St. Albert came out in the second, made it 2-0. And again, same thing, like, oh, there's no quitting OHA. They're going to come out. They're going to battle. They're going to compete. They came back to make it 2-1. St. Albert then, you know, made it 3-1, I think, on a PP. And true to fashion, OHA came back 3-2. Boys got another goal there to make it 4-2. But like I said earlier, no quit, no OHA. Edmonton, they came out, pulled their goalie to make it 4-3, and they battled right to the end. It was a really good game. But unfortunately, somebody has to lose in that situation. And, you know, hats off to OHA. They played a hell of a game, and they'll play, I think, in a consolation game tomorrow at some point. St. Albert, now they move on to the quarterfinals. I think it's going to be an early morning game from what I'm hearing. I'm not 100% sure. Once we find out, we'll post it on our social media. All in all, it was a good day. Josh was out doing his stuff. Brody and I were doing our stuff. So really, we didn't really bump into each other a lot. So I'm kind of doing this on my phone solo, giving you guys the recap of the day. It's a fun tournament to be a part of. I honestly, between both my kids, and I know this might sound like I'm being a homer, but I've never been a part of a tournament where I actually feel like I'm at a tournament in a long, long time. Maybe since I've been a kid, where you show up and there's booths and there's prizes and there's, you know, like I said, Bowers here demoing their new stuff. Warrior, same thing. You know, Jason, Gregor, and Strutty were out doing stuff today, interviewing guys live on their show. You know, we got, there's a little pub open there. It's just an incredible atmosphere. Scouts walking by, agents walking by. Everybody just seems like they're in a good mood. Rinks are full. Moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and brothers and sisters look like they're having an absolute blast. So it's great to be a part of. Hopefully, you know, I am a little bit of a homer because I got a kid playing on the team. Hopefully St. Albert can come out tomorrow and, come out with the win and move on to the semis. I think they got to play kind of like they did today when they started getting, you know, pucks deep and keeping things a little bit simple. They looked really good. We'll see what happens, right? It's at this point you're into the, you win or you go home kind of round. So they got to bring their best game, and it's got to be like that for the next, two and hopefully three to get to the final. So I'm Rupper signing off for today. I'll be up bright and early, and we'll start the day bright tomorrow. Thanks for joining in and tuning in, and keep supporting the 2 Mutts.